Mark Singleton is the artistic director of the professional choir Voce. He serves as director of music at Emmanuel Congregational Church in Hartford and as artistic director of voice and choir master at the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Chorus. Mark holds an undergraduate degree in cello performance and church music from William Jewell College and a master of music degree in choral conducting from the University of Connecticut. Mark, welcome, and thanks for coming by today.
Thank you, John. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you're here to talk about the new disc that's out that Voce recorded. We'll get to that in just a moment, but
sure.
Let's talk a little bit about Voce, the ensemble itself. What is your main focus with Voce?
When it comes to actual performance, it's teamwork. We are all about teamwork from the people inside the section and the sections relating to each other. And it is, in every rehearsal, we're governed by this sense of making harmony together, serving harmony, essentially. And when we talk about repertoire, we are doing music generally from the last 30 years, and I would say most of it comes probably from the last 10 years.
That's something that I noticed, is that you do have an emphasis on music by composers, and some of them in the early stages of their careers. Numerous works have been premiered by Voce.
Yes,
so we have. And this is part of your mission.
Yes, to perform new works all the time. And I'm very proud to say that once we get to perform these works, they go on. That's exactly what we hope for from any commission or any premiere.
You also have another focus, and that is you work with young people as well.
Yes, and Primi Voci.
And could you explain Primi Voci, what that is?
Primi Voci is the most advanced ensemble from the Connecticut Children's Chorus, sophomores through seniors in high school, young women. And we work at the same level as Voce does, meaning that we have the same rehearsal structure. I run the rehearsal in the same way. So we're preparing them to be young professionals as they go out and take on whatever they would like to do in life. And we try to inspire Primi Voci and their performances with Voce to understand that choral music is a lifelong art form, and that's what we're hoping for from everyone in the industry.
Well, some of the things that others have said about Voce, and this is really, I think, telling, is that, for instance, Morten Lauritsen said that Voce is in the upper echelon of American chamber choirs. He says, "I was constantly astonished at the level of artistry displayed by both the singers and their conductor." Ola Yalo said, "I greatly enjoyed working with Voce and its inspirational conductor, Mark Singleton. The group has a remarkable unified sound, and each piece, phrase, and note is performed with great sensitivity and care." And the final quote that I thought was equally telling, David Ludwig says, "Voce Ensemble is one of the great choruses I've heard perform my music in the U.S. or abroad. They're equally at home with traditional works as they are with pieces still set in fresh ink, and their unique sound is truly something to hear." That's high praise indeed.
Really makes me feel good to hear that. And I love the fact that we've been able to work with these composers. It's a remarkable experience. Every time that you sit in front of the score and prepare a score and you interpret it, you never know how the composer is going to take your interpretation.
Isn't it a little intimidating to work with a composer
yes.
when they're right there?
Yes, very much
because
so.
Because you've got your idea of the music itself and how you might want to interpret it, but then do they often have their own vision, and does that ever clash?
I wouldn't say it clashes, because they're often entertained by the idea of the different interpretations, and sometimes they, "Boy, Mark, this was so off. I mean, why did you even think of doing this?" And And in particular, I'll tell you, every single picture that you see of me working with a composer, and this is just the way it works, is they're sitting right over my shoulder as I'm conducting. And that's a remarkable experience. You can feel them almost breathe on your neck. And then you get this sense of aura where this is not going the way they want it to go. And then you try to speed up or slow down, whatever you feel like the composer actually wants. And then they address the choir and they address me specifically.
I was going to say, is there a feeling of them working with you rather than against you?
Never against, I would say, because they're always astonished by the singers, how well they can adapt. The sound that they make is generally the sound that they've heard in their ears when they were composing the piece. That's what we hear mostly from composers.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the music itself. First of all, the discs that have already been released, the first one was Sure on This Shining Night,
yes.
featuring music of Morten Lauritsen. So, again, you worked with Morten Lauritsen. And then you had Voce.
Yes, I did. I still pinch myself and think about that, yeah.
All right. And then Voce Live, which was a compilation of cuts from live performances.
Correct.
And now the third disc, Music of the Spheres, which has just been released. And this has got pieces by numerous composers such as Ola Yalow, whom we talked about, Lloyd Fauch, Eric Whitaker, Blake R. Henson, David N. Childs. What was the overall vision of this particular disc?
To put out contemporary choral music, I mean, we have two pieces on the disc that are not contemporary. But in the main music that's been written over the last 10 years that I think everybody should know. And it all has this aura of music of the spheres, where the idea is, it's that ancient idea that actually the planets in rotation in the universe, there is a song in there, there is harmony in there. And so all of these pieces have some allusion to that ancient idea.
Now, this is not fair. On this disc, let's perhaps choose two or three pieces that stand out to you. So let's start with a particular piece. Which one?
The Spheres by Ola Yalow as the first piece. I think it sets the tone for the entire album. It was a joy to record. When I first heard it, I was mesmerized. I could not believe that sounds like that could actually exist. And I had never heard anything like it. It's very unique. Ola talks about a colleague that helped him formulate that sound, but I had never heard it set so beautifully. When we sat down to record, it's for double choir, and it's a very, very difficult piece because it's polychordal. Yet at the same time, it's so easy on the ears. When people often talk about polychordal music, there is kind of an uh-oh, this may be too dissonant for me. I believe that from a first hearing, people will be enchanted by what Ola has done with this piece.
Take a moment and listen to The Spheres by Ola Yalow. Here's Voce with Mark Singleton conducting.